Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
Spatial cognition, that's the term that scientists use for the skills we use when we do tasks like parking cars or reading maps. It's our ability to navigate within our environment. And for years, research has suggested that men find it easier than women. But now there's new research conducted here in Ireland and it challenges that traditional view. To tell us more, I'm joined by psychologist Dr. Mark Campbell. He's director of the Liro Sports Science Research Lab at the University of Limerick and co-author of this new study, which we're fascinated to hear about, Mark. Are you shattering a myth here that's been around for a long time? Or was there some truth in this men are better than women at things like map reading and car parking?
Good evening, Mary. I think we're starting to have a role in this idea of dispelling this myth. I think for over 40 years, we've had a lot of research stating that men outperform women on tests of spatial cognition, such as the mental rotations test, which we looked at recently. But what we found was when we alter the administration of the test itself, in other words, when we give all our participants more time to do the test, the male performance advantage diminishes entirely.
So what does this say?
So this says, I suppose, really that The idea of a male advantage traditionally was probably based on this speed over accuracy issue. So even though men and women receive the same instructions for the test, men would tend to prioritize speed over accuracy and get through the test quicker, because traditionally the test you were given either 5 or 6 minutes to complete it, whereas we gave participants this time 15 minutes to complete the test. And when we give them longer time, girls outperform or perform just as well as the guys.
And the tasks we're talking about, Mark, are they, I mean, are we literally saying to somebody, go park this car in a limited space?
No, not quite. So this is a mental rotations test. So you may have seen cube-like stimuli before, where we have a target cube image and we present four images to the right of that, and we mm-hmm. ask people to decide whether each of those four images is the same as the target image on the left or different. And so what people have to do, and the classic finding in psychology was that the more you have to rotate these images in your mind to judge whether they're correct or not, the longer it takes. So there's a correlation between the time it takes in your mind to rotate these using your spatial cognitive abilities and the time to judge whether it's accurate or not.
So do I take from this then, men are faster, they're quicker at these spatial cognition tasks, but that doesn't necessarily make them better?
Precisely, yes. And what we find is that men have traditionally relied on a leaping strategy. We call it a leaping strategy, whereby as soon as they think they have the right answer, they will leap on to the next part of the test or the next set of stimuli or images or whatever. Whereas traditionally, women would have had a cautious strategy whereby they would not have gone on to the next question until they were, you know, very certain about the image that they were looking at, whether it was same or different.
Now, I'll admit I'm a bit biased here, but it means women are careful to get it right.
Exactly. So they prioritize accuracy over speed, even though the instructions are the same. So just different strategies to get to the same end result. So just like your parking analogy there, Mary, the goal of parking is to do it safely. It's not to do it exceptionally quickly or whatever it might be. So a lot of spatial cognitive skills are about that as well. It's not necessarily how quickly you can do it. It's probably accuracy or performing it optimally is probably the more representative.
So this is very important in any couple relationship, where we can now challenge this and we can point to your research and what it's saying. But in fairness, there's a broader implication here. So what happens next from your research? Will other academics try and replicate the findings, or will they be used in other ways?
Yeah, certainly we hope other people will try and replicate our findings. We're pretty confident in what we found, and we did with 100 participants, so it's quite a large powered study. So what's next for our research, really? We launched last year the first lab in Ireland that studies eSport or eSport science, so competitive or professional computer gaming. And within our lab, based at Liro, we want to profile the cognitive skills of gamers, because they play computer games. They don't have a huge physical demand on them. And it's a perfect sport for men and women to compete on an equal playing field because there isn't that physical or biological demand that other traditional sports have. So hopefully some of our findings can lead to dispelling this notion that girls are not as good at gaming as guys, and that we might have professional teams with an equal representation of guys and girls and so on, you know, because of such a rapidly growing sport.
I suspect there's something else, Mark, that if and in this case, women or girls have been told often enough, oh, you're not very good at that. Oh, no, you can. You know, like the old myth as well, that women or girls aren't as good at science and math subjects as boys are. And if you're told something often enough, you start to believe it.
Well, absolutely. So I suppose like the findings of our research, they point to the fact that it's not the cognitive ability itself, which is different in men and women. It's the instructions around it, or maybe the cultural or sociological or genetic issues around it. So on other research previously done, when females were instructed that there was absolutely no reason why they couldn't do as well in the task as possible, in other words, giving them some confidence to do the task, they performed equally as well as men on a task. So again, a confidence or a sociological or cultural type issues there as well. So there's, and the big thing about spatial cognition, Mary, is that it's very closely associated or predicts performance in STEM subjects. So if this kind of gender bias towards being poor at parking cars or spatial cognition persists, then people will do, you know, the implications for performance in STEM are there.
A good job of work by you and the Liro Sports Science Research Lab at the University of Limerick. Thank you.